USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Much of the central and eastern half of the U.S. is bracing for another blast of winter weather. Some places on the East Coast have received up to 2 feet of snow. Tens of thousands are without power. The National Weather Service is a high-pressure system moving from the south out of Canada and Alaska. It's expected to hit the East Coast through the coming holiday week. North Korea has test-fired a pair of ballistic missiles that landed in the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan, according to reports from the South Korea and Japan governments. The tests are seen as a protest of Tokyo's adoption of a new security strategy, pushing for more offensive footing against North Korea and China. Fans all around the world waking up this morning dreaming of World Cup glory in Qatar. It is Argentina facing off with France. The competition is expected to bring in $4.7 billion in revenue. And if you needed any indication that the world has soccer fever,
Argentina's soccer sensation Lionel Messi, his jerseys are sold out ahead of the World Cup final. Adidas says all its store shelves around the world are completely empty of the Argentina number 10 jerseys. The German company says it's rushing to get more Messi jerseys in stores as soon as possible.
That's Dave Collins reporting. Messi is after his first World Cup title. Argentina and France kick off in Qatar at any moment. An Arizona Republican candidate's lawsuit challenging the election results in the Secretary of State race has been dismissed by a judge. Democrat Adrian Fontes defeated Republican Mark Fincham by over 120,000 votes in the midterms. Fincham filed a lawsuit 4 days after the state certified the election results, alleging various issues, including the certification process. This is USA News.
If your company stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.
Rent prices fell 0.4% from October to November, according to the real estate marketplace Zillow. It's the largest drop in the index's history. The data ends almost 2 years of monthly rent increases of above market averages. The typical rent nationally is just over $2,000. At least 9 people are still missing after a landslide in Malaysia. The death toll is now 24 after rescuers uncovered the bodies of a woman and 2 children on Saturday. They were found buried under 3 feet of mud and debris. Rescuers have been combing through debris as deep as 26 feet. Chances of finding any more survivors are slim. 94 people were sleeping at a campsite early Friday when dirt from a road above them fell and covered about 3 acres. Officials said nearly 16 cubic feet of debris, enough to fill 180 Olympic-sized swimming pools, hit the site. Most of the victims were families enjoying a short vacation from school. King Charles says he will invite Harry and Meghan to his coronation.
King Charles is set to invite Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan to his coronation. The Daily Mail reports that Harry and Meghan should expect invitations to the historic event at Westminster Abbey on May 6th. The report stated that Harry is the king's son, and though things are difficult at the moment, the door will always be left ajar. I'm Dave Collins.
It all comes down to this. The final of the World Cup in Qatar begins in 1 hour from now between Argentina and France. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.